A proposed 1 cent sales tax could help generate nearly $600 million for Oklahoma schools and provide a pay raise for teachers. The measure could go before voters in November if proponents gather enough signatures. As KGOU's Jacob McClellan reports, the measure would boost education funding, but experts say there'd be a high cost.
Up in this area are our main classrooms.
Daryl Gandy walks through the halls of U.S. Grant High School in South Oklahoma City.
We have 1,800 kids, and this school was built for 1,250, so we have about 30 teachers, myself included, who don't even have a classroom.
Gandy strolls through the cafeteria, looking through glass doors to a long, white, nondescript building.
These are our portables. We call it the trailer park. We have about 10 classrooms out here. This helped some of our overcrowding situation, but it definitely didn't fix it.
Gandy started teaching government here 5 years ago. It was his first teaching job after finishing college. Since that time, the state hasn't approved raises for educators, and Oklahoma teacher pay has fallen to among the lowest in the country.
Since I'm single and I don't have children, I can afford to teach here, but I couldn't raise a family on this salary at all. As of right now, I'm okay. That's not the same for the vast majority of teachers. Since most teachers are married and have kids, you can't raise a family on this salary.
A 1 cent sales tax proposal, championed by University of Oklahoma President David Boren, would fund a $5,000 raise for teachers and send a stream of money into the education system. Oklahoma Policy Institute Executive Director David Blatt says that increase would make Oklahoma salaries much more competitive with neighboring states.
It would provide the biggest percentage increase for younger teachers, and they're the ones who, you know, are leaving the profession most rapidly. You know, somebody making $33,000 a year, $38,000 would represent a significant change.
Blatt says tax credits, income tax cuts, and off-the-top spending have long played a role in Oklahoma's low levels of education funding. And now, low oil prices have led the state into a so-called revenue failure. Cuts are on the way. Meanwhile, teachers are taking jobs in other states, and school districts are scrambling to fill vacancies.
We're going to continue to struggle with school funding issues, even if this measure does pass. But boosting teacher pay really is, in our opinion, the single most effective thing you could do to address this tremendous teacher shortage crisis that the state is facing.
The benefit is that it's easily administered, and it's generally easily understood by voters.
That's Oklahoma City University economist Russell Evans. He says a sales tax is relatively predictable as a long-term funding source, but it's volatile in the short term and is subject to dips during recessions. And a sales tax is regressive in nature. It hurts the poor more than the rich.
If you isolated one component of a general sales tax, just look at the sales tax on groceries, what you would find is that higher income families have a higher grocery bill and therefore a higher sales tax bill, but their sales tax that they pay as a share of their income is lower than it would be for a lower income household.
Evans says there are other disadvantages. Local sales taxes are a way cities and towns fund themselves, so a statewide levy would cut into their ability to pass local tax initiatives.
It gets incrementally or perhaps even exponentially harder to do so as your tax burden baseline is increased.
David Blatt from the Oklahoma Policy Institute says he understands why sales tax proponents believe they have to bypass the legislature and take an initiative petition to the people.
You never get exactly what you would hope for in politics, and this proposal is not exactly the one that we would have drafted, but something has to be done, and this is what is currently on the table.
Daryl Gandy, the government teacher at Grant High School, wants to see more funding for the state's education system, but he would vote no on the sales tax.
I know any port in a storm is what they say. Things are really stormy out there right now financially, and anything could look like it's a good fix, but I just don't think that this is a good fix.
His reasoning? The sales tax would push the financial burden onto Oklahoma's poorest taxpayers. For KGOU, I'm Jacob McClelland.